It was the best of times. It was the worst of times. It was the age of wisdom. It was the age of foolishness. It was the epic of belief. It was the epic of incredulity. It was the season of light. It was the season of darkness. It was the spring of hope. It was the winter of despair. We had everything before us. We had nothing before us. We were all going direct to heaven. We were all going direct the other way. For over 150 years, this famous opening of Charles Dickens' A Tale of Two Cities has clearly summed up the human feeling of each time in history, that it is confusing, beautiful, terrifying, and completely unlike any other. A Tale of Two Cities traces the Defarges, a cell in the People's Revolution, and Dr. Manette, just released from 18 years in the Bastille. Their lives entwine with two young men, Charles Darnay and Sidney Carton, whose striking physical resemblance to each other alters the course of their small personal histories against the backdrop of the tide that swept in the French Revolution. Dickens' capacity to paint portraits of characters that endure in the human imagination has immortalized him in English literature. Sidney Carton, idlest and most uncompromising of men, was Stryver's great ally. Carton was rumored to be seen at broad day, going home stealthily and unsteadily to his lodgings like a disappointed cat. At last it began to get about that although Sidney Carton would never be a lion, he was an amazingly good jackal. And who could forget the clacking of Madame Lafarge's knitting needles recording the judgments of the Republic, a cruel fate spinning out men's lives from first her wine shop and then the shadow of the guillotine. Driven to desperation by years of economic degradation and torturous abuse at the hands of the nobility, the populace has risen up and toppled the government. The concentration of wealth with the aristocracy in Victorian England led to a myriad of social and political problems that in many ways mirror the arguments of the 99% trapped in debtor's prison today. Was the prison of Little Dorrit really any different than the prison of foreclosure, bad credit, overdue bills, and no job prospects? What is the responsibility of the few to the many? What is the real power of the people? With Dickens' 200th birthday approaching in February, we are still asking these questions. He answered in blood with A Tale of Two Cities. We are seeking to answer, but with the instruments of democracy. Where is our humanity, the one essential element for true democracy, rather than the mob rule of the guillotine? Belying his rough exterior, Carton proves to have the heart that many of us wish we did. For it is he that makes the sacrifice and redeems the small world within chaos. As we ask ourselves about the instruments of democracy and justice, let us also ask ourselves where our hearts are. Would we be able to see Carton, the despised jackal, as capable of redemption? Let alone, could we do the same? To trade our lives that another might live and see their children grown? To willingly and knowingly ride in a cart of the condemned to the guillotine, holding the hand of a frightened young seamstress, watching her lie down her head upon the scaffold? To look upon your executioners, lay your own head down on the scaffold and say, "It is a far, far better thing I do than I have ever done. It is a far, far better rest I go to than I have ever known."